WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
John Sayles began his career as a novelist and a short story writer in the 70s, and then began supplementing his income as a B-movie screenwriter. His first film as a director, The Return of the Secaucus Seven, was made in 1979 on a budget of $40,000. Since then, he's become one of the most prominent and prolific independent filmmakers. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Sayles' latest movie, The Secret of Roan Inish.
John Sayles has always been most convincing to me, not as a director or even as a writer, but as a mimic. He does terrific imitations of black street talk in The Brother from Another Planet and City of Hope, and white street talk in City of Hope and Baby, It's You. And in movies like Mate One and Eight Men Out, he gets white country talk down as well. Maybe after covering the American waterfront, he decided he needed new worlds, or rather old worlds, to conquer. Because The Secret of Roan Inish plays like a celebration of the Irish brogue. It's an unusual film for Sayles, a storybook fantasy based on the legends of island fishermen. And though Sayles has never been very proficient with the niceties of mood and atmosphere, this movie has a genuine Irish tang. The skies are bleak and the winds blow across the heaths, the gray sea sprays, and among its rocks bob the alien-looking heads of seals. In fact, seals are a lot of what this movie is about, but not in any corny, free-willy way. The seals inhabit the rocks around Roan Inish, the mysterious green island where young Fiona Keneally, and indeed all the Keneallys, hail from. But during World War II, the island is evacuated, and amid the commotion, a tragic accident occurs. Little Fiona's even littler brother, Jimmy, is washed away to sea in his floating cradle, and after that it seems doom hangs over the Keneally family. They desert the island of Roan Inish, and Fiona, at the age of about 10, winds up living with her grandparents across the bay. There's something special about Fiona. Everybody sees it. She attracts people who want to tell her the legends of her family, especially the legend of her ancestor Liam, a loner who was out fishing one day when he saw a seal transform itself into a beautiful woman.
All the islanders had seen Liam row out to sea alone. And now all saw his return with the strange girl. Island people is a careful lot. Not likely to pass judgment on another person's business in public. There was something so unearthly about the girl that soon set their tongues to wagging. And there was much shaking of heads when Liam married the stranger. She hardly spoke at all, and when she did, her Irish was queer sounding. More ancient than their grandfather's grandfathers. And when they asked him where he'd found her, with her great dark eyes and her wild black hair, he'd only say Trabeg. Of course, this was nonsense, as it was only a speck in the ocean that even the seals had to leave when the tide was high. And she'd always be at the water, looking out at the seals and the birds.
That particular legend is the best one in the film, and that's partly because it's told by the movie's only first-rate actor, John Lynch, who may be familiar as Daniel Day-Lewis's friend and betrayer in the Name of the Father. Unfortunately, a lot of the other acting in this movie is pedestrian or worse, and Sayles' Irish yarn spinning, though very authentic sounding, is also very stiff. Practically every line sounds written and rewritten. Still, after a cripplingly pokey beginning, the movie's mood begins to take hold. The secret that still draws Fiona to Roan Inish begins to draw us, too, and Haskell Wexler's blunt, dark-toned cinematography brews its own magic. Kids may be bored at times, but at other times they'll be enchanted. And even for grown-ups, there's something heartening about a movie that makes its fantasy not from canned cartoon characters singing sunny songs, but from seabirds and rocky coasts and the strange, filtered light of Ireland.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.